All right, back now with the Linfield High School boys hockey coach, John Gardner. And coach, my goodness, another win. And I'm starting this thing by saying congratulations. But what's interesting is that there are two schools pretty close proximity to each other in Division III that are still left unbeaten, and you are one of them, Essex Tech is the other. So let's start with your Hamilton-Wenham game on Wednesday night and how that progressed.
Yeah, so we, after getting through the Triton-Newburyport gauntlet and winning the Cal, it was we kind of said February is going to be a little bit of a trap, a bunch of trap games coming up where, you know, if you look on paper, you'd say, okay, we're supposed to handle these guys, or we're getting a rematch against a team that we handle pretty well, but it's high school hockey. So we kind of, jumped on Hamilton-Wenham early, struck first, extended, and then extended again. And then in the locker room, we were pretty much like, I don't care. Some teams put up gaudy numbers and run teams out of buildings. I'm more concerned about the zero sticking. And my guys took it literally because they stopped scoring, but mm-hmm. made sure the zero stuck. So we'll take the win and on to North Reading tomorrow.
One of the things I've heard this year more than ever before, Coach, is that coaches we've talked with are using the word complacency like it's a four-letter word. And, of course, when you're at the top of the heat, the kids get used to winning. And, sometimes that might set in. How do you see that or combat that with your kids? Because you now have a long-standing record of excellence at Linfield High School.
That's funny that you use that. We use that whole standard, and when we first started, the standard, as much as we had high expectations, we weren't producing. And then over the past few years, you always talk. We talk to our guys about leaving the locker room in better condition than when you came in. You don't do the whole like, oh, this piece of tape was there before, so I'm not going to pick it up. And we kind of stretch that into the program, leaving the program in better condition than you left it. So last year's team really set the bar high, and it's a standard of excellence that we talked about. And this year's team is kind of, picking up right there and holding each other accountable. I'm very competitive and driven on, that no team has done this at Linfield, and mm-hmm. then they want to do it. So as far as when you're on quote-unquote a heater like this, you don't take your foot off the accelerator. You don't read your press clippings. You don't
yeah.
think you can just throw yourself out there and pick up 2 points ever. So we're constantly on our guys about level setting them and kind of like, that slogan we came up with, measured in March. Everything right now in February is a dress rehearsal for March and picking up little nuances that you can fix or use to your advantage when the bullets are flying and it's a win or go home situation.
You know, what's interesting, John, is that you mentioned the tape on the floor thing, and as a teacher, I worked every single summer for years and years and years, and I was a carpenter's helper, and my boss would always say, make sure we leave this place cleaner than we got there, whatever we're working on, whether it was a roof or building something or whatever. And to me, it seems the attention to detail, the minutiae, no matter what you're teaching, Coach, that carries to the next level. Even if you don't have, even if you have maybe a player who doesn't have a great amount of talent, but you pay attention to detail, and he's going to get some placing time, and that some playing time rather, and that's sort of infectious, isn't it? I mean, it's an interesting concept you just mentioned.
Yes, we use the word today. I told our guys because we hear everything away from the rink, and so if guys are kind of not shining the program in a good light, I make sure I correct that. and if guys are, we've had to whack a player recently for not being on time. I'm a little bit fanatical about being on time, and we don't set time like quarter of or five of or on the hour. We specifically name the minute time so people know that we're not messing around. So tomorrow's game's at noon. We have a meeting at 10:44.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not there for it, you're going to sit. So we pay attention to details like that. The word we used today, told our guys to take a look at it, is thorough. You got to be thorough in life. So you got to pay attention to those details, not cut corners. And we try and kind of, as I always say, shine light on those those things when they're going right, and when they're not held to that standard that we expect, we make sure you know they're accountable for that.
As the year flies by now, and the you know the season the end of the regular season is within a few weeks. Are you able and practices go by so fast too this time of year? Are you able to work on special things now, coach, or is it a matter just of keeping in tune?
That's a great question. In fact, the other day we told our guys, just to put it in perspective, like, you have 11 practices left. And after today, now it's 10. So I made the comment, don't mess with the heater. We've kind of had templated drills. Last year we went on a 10-0 and 1 streak in the middle of the year, and you kind of get used to, like, if it ain't broken, don't fix it. So you work on some of the same drills and same routines. But eventually you kind of have to break away and think big picture about some stuff, that some deficiencies that we have, that you got to do a drill or something to work on that. So, you know, but pretty much we've been in a good flow of similar practices, and you know, you got to break it up so it's not too boring, get the competitive juices going good during practice. But yeah, right now it's kind of like fine tune and fix some things and go to the next game and continue that way.
Once again, you know, Linfield, as the latest rankings came out in D3 today, you're up there at number one, and you know, it gets shorter and shorter as the tournament approaches. John, I want to ask you if you could mention a few kids maybe that we haven't talked about before, not to you know, put aside the big guys like Demiani. Yep. and those guys, but maybe tell me a little bit about some of the other guys who are contributing, or at least working real hard to try to contribute.
Yeah, absolutely. One guy, our third line center, Jack Neenan, has been really consistent. That's a word you use with high school guys. You know, a lot of inconsistent play, but Jack's been solid. He's been consistent. We kind of switched him from wing to center. Kind of felt in the offseason he had the chops to kind of play a 200-foot game, and he has. He's been great, and it's been kind of a revolving door for wingers for him. We're trying to solidify, you know, getting a set of wingers that he can get some chemistry with. And we did last week. On Wednesday night, our third line had two goals. And to springboard that onto Evan Rocha, is playing on his wing as a left winger. He actually had an injury in the the Triton game early on in the year. It looked like he either had an ACL or like a torn quad.
Ooh, okay.
And yeah, that's why you always, you know, hesitant to like get a diagnosis or predicting. But he, it looked like his season was over, and within a few short weeks he was back, and he's had three goals in the past four games. So that's always nice to see for him. Defenseman that had a big minutes last year as a sophomore is Jake Cannell. He played a lot last year, like a younger Lucas Cook. Plays physical, starting to get a little more polished with the puck. So he's kind of gotten back into form this year. So he's been logging some minutes too. Yeah,
and I'm looking at the roster again, coach, and I'm am I wrong? I mean, you got a pretty young team. You got a few obviously in key positions seniors, but for the most part, it's sophomores and juniors.
Yeah. So the Hamilton Wenham game, we another player that I failed to mention is our assistant captain Nick Lucic. He was sick for the Hamilton Wenham game, and he's been playing with two sophomores, the Norton kid and the Sullivan kid, who've been really strong lately. And his stock went up without even playing. That line looked a little less effective on Wednesday night, and I told him and his line mates as much. So we get him back, we get him back tomorrow. So that's good. But yeah, so he's another one.
I love hearing that when I talk to you guys, because his stock went up because he was out.
We tell guys that, yeah, your stock's not always a fluid thing. It's always a fuid thing, whether you're in, you're out, or you're playing. So he's one. But I got off track. The question before that about, I got sidetracked.
Just ask, I think you covered it, coach. Just asking about players who we don't usually talk about, who are working really hard to contribute.
Yep. You've
got a pretty solid all-around team.
I remember what you're saying. So with him out of the lineup and with Drew Demiani didn't play on.
I didn't know that.
On Wednesday either. Yeah, he hurt his thumb, so he's kind of in a holding pattern right now.
Oh.
But with him and Luch out, that's two seniors. We kind of got to play a first three lines all coming back, mm-hmm. and a bunch of D with the exception of Lucas coming back. So that was kind of a nice, exciting thing. Kind of spin a bad scenario: one kid sick, one kid's injured. To see, like, hey, this is, you look at our roster, and if you're Hamilton Wenham or whoever, you say, hey, that entire team's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, always the next man up that everyone talks about, but, you know, we always, you know, talk about our depth, and man, do we have it. We got guys on the JV team that could easily be playing for us.
Been a good ride so far, but a long way to go. And coming up next on Saturday, as you mentioned, at noon at the McVan, you've got North Reading, and, they, not a great record for them this year, but they're always a threat.
Absolutely. When you have those divisional games, let alone rival games, you know, a lot of the kids know each other, so it's going to be a battle. Last game they scored first shift, and they were up 2-1 in the first before we found our game. So, you know, we expect them, they're a proud group, we expect them to come at us. They have a really talented freshman. The Daly kid is almost pretty much a goal a game guy. He got two on us. So, you know, we don't take anyone lightly, let alone them.
Yeah, and there's the word complacency again. I look at the score, and you got to – I'm sure you've pounded into the kids, like, forget that last game. Let's focus on this one, because every game is different and unique, and it's going to be hard ice out there tomorrow. It's going to be cold.
Yes, it is, absolutely. but, again, we got a youth team coming to skate for and be on the ice for us for the anthem, which is always nice. We always have a good alumni presence. We always talk about that. You know, you're a part of something bigger than yourself, so that's kind of right in your face tomorrow. And then you get your rival and a chance to get to 13-0-1, and hopefully our guys bring their A game.
Fantastic, Coach. Thank you so much, and good luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you later.
Absolutely. Good talking to you.
Thanks, John. Take care.
Yeah.
All right, that is John Gardner, who was the boys high school hockey coach at Linfield. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.